BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The authorities in Brazil have deployed hundreds of soldiers and federal forces to the northern state of Ceará after a wave of attacks orchestrated by criminal gangs. Dozens of cars and buses have been set on fire in 3 days of violence. More details from Leonardo Rocha.
In cities across the state, there were 89 attacks reported so far. The main attack was a bomb attack on a flyover that was being built. Didn't destroy it, but there was some damage done. Many cars were set on fire, buses, shops attacked, people also attacks on public buildings. What the local government is saying is that they introduced tougher measures on these gangs in prison. Many of them are in prison, their leaders are in prison. And in reaction to that, in retaliation, they got together and sent a message to the authorities.
Another senior official at the Pentagon has resigned, the third since Donald Trump announced last month that US troops would be withdrawn from Syria. The Chief of Staff, Rear Admiral Kevin Sweeney, is the latest to leave. Grant Ferret reports.
In a terse resignation letter, Kevin Sweeney said that after 2 years at the Pentagon, it was the right time to return to the private sector. He said it had been an honour to serve, but made no mention of Donald Trump. His departure follows that of the Defence Secretary, James Mattis, and the department's spokeswoman, Dana White. It adds to a sense of uncertainty surrounding the Trump administration's defence and foreign policies since the surprise announcement of the planned withdrawal from Syria. On Tuesday, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, will embark on a week-long tour of the Middle East designed to reassure allies in the region.
The Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has sacked the health minister amid continuing anti-government unrest. Shortages of medicines and rising health costs are among the complaints of protesters who've taken to the streets repeatedly since mid-December. A group representing teachers, doctors and other professionals has called for another protest on Sunday. A French government spokesman had to be evacuated from his office in Paris after violence broke out during the latest Yellow Vest protests. Benjamin Griveaux said he and his team had to leave the building through a back door after a digger was used to ram the entrance. During the first anti-government protests of this year, demonstrators burned barricades, bins and motorcycles. This is the World News from the BBC.